Paragraph 5 reads, other adherents to the saint include people in poverty-stricken communities, single mothers, and the LGBTQ community. These individuals feel overlooked and ostracized by the Catholic Church. Followers of Santa Muerte say that she does not discriminate and accepts people from all walks of life. People that have been turned away from the church can find sanctuary at Santa Muerte's altar. Hardened criminals and disenfranchised people are not the only worshippers of Saint Death. The congregation is a melting pot of different ideologies, genders, economic classes, and even religions. The majority worship Santa Muerte alongside another religion, often Catholicism.
So other adherents or followers to Santa Muerte include people who are in poverty-stricken communities, people who are single mothers, as well as the LGBTQ community. So these are all individuals who may feel overlooked in society, as well as ostracized by the Catholic Church. So to be ostracized is to be intentionally excluded. So these types of people might feel overlooked and excluded by the church. And so these followers of Santa Muerte say that she doesn't discriminate and she accepts people from all walks of life. So all walks of life is people from different types of jobs, different levels of society, basically all types of people. And so people that have been in the past turned away from the church can find sanctuary at her altar. So sanctuary is safety from danger. They can feel better worshiping her because they feel more included. They feel like they are valued.
Right. For example, you have hardened criminals and people who are disenfranchised. Being kind of like what we've talked about so far, disenfranchised just means they don't have the rights that they should be entitled to. So we mentioned examples of that, but they're not actually the only people who are worshippers of Saint Death. The appeal is actually broader than that. So the congregation or the group of worshippers here is a melting pot, meaning it's a mixture of a lot of different people from different ideologies. It's not just, as we said, hardened criminals or the disenfranchised. So it's taking off in popularity among just general people. Different genders, economic classes, and even religions. So you might think it's kind of weird for like somebody of one religion suddenly to adopt some belief in another, but lots of times religions kind of mix together. And so a lot of people worship Santa Muerte almost as if she's a deity, but also this is alongside other religions. And in most cases, this is Catholicism, simply because that's the predominant religion in Mexico.